Good morning, Merry Christmas. This is Peggy McKee with Career Confidential, and I wanted to put together a special message for those folks that were in my Total Access Coaching Club. I wanted to give you guys the very best Christmas or holiday gift that I could give you, and I'll need your help with this because I can't just give it to you. I can only try to help you receive that gift, okay? And it is the positive outlook. What I know from my years is that life is a very mental game. It's incredibly mental, and no one prepares you for this. There should be classes in grade school, in high school, and in college about how to deal with yourself mentally, because if you don't, it cripples you. So I have two pieces of information that I want to share with you and then talk with you about what that might mean for you. The first one is, there was an incredible book written by Martin Seligman. I think he's a doctor of psychology, and he wrote this book called Learned Optimism. It's a really dry book, but it is exceptional. And basically, what I learned from reading that book is that you can only be optimistic. Folks who think that there's a choice are wrong, because if you are negative, you are killing yourself and dying. Okay, so you have to be positive. That's the only way that you can be in order to flourish, in order to thrive. So let me read a little bit about this book that he wrote. So he's known as the father of positive psychology. His name is Martin Seligman. And he drew on clinical research to write the book. And what he says is, he explains in the book how to break up an I give up attitude, okay? And how to develop a constructive way to talk to yourself and interpret your behavior, and therefore experience the positive benefits of a more positive inner dialogue. Okay, so what's he saying? How do you talk to yourself? Okay, because these skills just themselves can help you with depression. They can boost your immune system, help you develop your potential better in your job, and actually make you happier. And what he tells us is, we need to learn how to do this for ourselves. As children, we need to teach our children how to do this. We need to learn how to do this at work. We need to learn how to do this at home. You don't have to read the book if you can take my word for the fact that you must look at everything from a positive outlook. You cannot look at it negatively, because to do so is to literally damage yourself. Okay? So what does this mean? Right? Well, for your job search, you can only expect that you're going to find a great job. And the reason you can tell yourself that that's going to happen is because you're taking a proactive approach to your job search just by being in my club. And I know for sure that if you're in my club, you're doing a lot of other things, you're reading a lot of other things, you're practicing a lot of other things, you're very active in your job search. I know this. And because you're doing this, you will experience success. And I tell you guys about our other people that are experiencing success because I want you to know it is going to happen for you, because you're doing something different. Now, that's the key. You do have to do something different. You can't be positive about your job search but continue to do the same things and not get a different result, right? So another way is like the job interview. When you go into the job interview, I want you to think that this job is yours. All you have to do is execute correctly through that job interview, understanding what the job is, speaking to your successes, giving them the I did something similar when, and then being confident enough and valuing yourself enough to ask them questions such as, how did I do in this interview? Can you see me being successful in the job? Why not? Why do you think a degree is important? Haven't you ever hired anyone who didn't have experience? Why is being overqualified a problem? Isn't that a big bonus for you? What are you concerned about? How can I help you feel more comfortable moving forward? And you have to have confidence, and you have to believe that you're valuable enough that they should take the time to answer that question. And, you know, a lot of times I go off into this one conversation where I talk to people about the fact that if you go to a job interview, you've spent an hour getting ready for that thing. You're getting there early. You're spending an hour and a half there. You're going home afterwards. So you're spending almost a day of your life, if not half a day of your life, for this, to take time to be with this person. And before that, you may have done hours and hours of preparation, right? Many of you are preparing. You're putting together a 30, 60, 90-day plan. You're going through my program with that. That's a couple hours. You're doing a lot of research. You may be doing job shadows or contacting people that used to work there. So you're putting a lot of investment into it. Because of that, you have the right to ask, how did you do? And they should give you an answer. And you should expect it. Same thing with the job after the interview. I had a gentleman contact me the other day. He had a couple of interviews, phone interviews, and then it's been, as he said, radio silence. No contact. They have not responded, and yet he thought it went really well. And he's like, do you think it's dead? Well, guess what, guys? That's a negative attitude, isn't it? Okay? I told him, I said, look, there's only one way to look at it, and that is it's not dead. There just must be some problem, right? Either somebody died, or, you know, with the holidays, they've just came to a grinding halt, or they lost your number, or whatever. Because to think of it being dead, there's nothing we can do with it if it's dead. So there's no positive outcome. That's why negativity kills you, right? We can only look at it from the positive. So I said, look, so I want to trick myself into thinking that it just, there's some issue. And see, that makes it where it's easier for me to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, look, man, we talked the other day. I haven't heard from you. I wanted to know, you know, what the next steps were or if there was some problem where we're at. I said, if you're thinking positively that call could just be the thing that gets this thing going, it's very easy to make that call. So that's why you must think positively. The other thing is many of you kind of get very inner pointed, if you will, because when you're in the job search, no one's around, they've all go to work during the day, and you start to think your perspective, you only get your perspective. And what might seem awful or very, very difficult for you could be seen very differently by others. But you'll never have the opportunity to find out if you're wrong if you don't share with some other folks what's going on with you. Right? So get others involved and ask them if you're looking at it right. So for example, I have three coaching clients. So these clients have gotten me involved because they had a problem they could not see through, right? So this one gentleman had been fired by an equity team. He was a VP of operations at a major beverage company that if I said the name, everyone here would know, right? And he'd been fired by the equity team. And what I said to him was, you know, the equity team didn't have time to decide whether or not you were worth keeping. They have a VP of ops that they know can do the job. So it wasn't personal that they didn't keep you. They couldn't wait to see if you could succeed. If they had more time, they may have left you in place. If this other gentleman hadn't been available, they may have left you in place. But the way the knife sliced, the gentleman's available. They have a very short amount of time. They know he can be successful. They don't know about you. They let you go. It wasn't personal. And see, before he and I had that conversation, every time this came up, he started to stutter. He could not talk because it was so negative to him. Once he heard my perspective, that's all he heard was a different perspective. It made it where he could see through it. And he actually was hired and sent me an email. 8 weeks later, he had found an opportunity and had been extended an offer. And he'd been looking for like 9 months, but he'd been, every time he got in an interview, just would start stuttering. It was a very negative experience. And it was all because he needed a different perspective. You may need a different perspective. And I'm not saying I have to be that person, but someone, right? I had another gal who, she hired someone who got her fired. You know, I always tell you guys that when you hire someone, it's a risk to the hiring manager. And in her case, she didn't do a very good job of hiring, and it really bit her. So she's really good at her job in terms of the management, but she probably needs quite a bit of coaching, quite a bit of help in the hiring process. And, you know, she did not know how to discuss that in a way that would be positive in her next position. And I'm like, look, just say it. Look, I was a brand new manager. I'd never hired anyone ever before. This was a person that was known to me, never had a problem before in her career, and I never anticipated the problems that we would have based on our prior relationship before I hired her for this position. And unfortunately, you know, it was a house of cards. It went very, very badly, and my senior management team fired me for it. I'm looking for a role where I'll either be managing a team that's already in place, I'll be an individual contributor, or if there is a training process where I will be trained on hiring, then I would be very interested in that part as well. But I need some training because clearly I did not know what I was doing. And she was like, that's exactly right. That's what I need to say. But see, she couldn't come up with that by herself. Another person, a gentleman, had been laid off in IT. This is very recent. And he can hardly stomach this job search, because in his mind, and it took a little bit to get to this, but he's like, if I am so good at what I do, why aren't people calling me? And so every day he's beating himself with this whip of, if I were any good, I'd be getting calls directly. And what I said was, no, that is a myth, okay? I mean, some people get calls, but they're never someone who's been laid off, okay? The laid off people don't get calls. It just doesn't happen that way. You have to let them know you're available. This gentleman had been pursued by a major company, okay, once he sent them his information. They did pursue him once they knew about him. I'm like, you're highly employable. You have to let people know that you're available. You know, if you are the best, mousetrap on earth, but no one knows about you, they're not calling you. But if you start telling everybody about you being the best mousetrap on earth, then people are going to gravitate to you that need a great mousetrap, right? So you have to look at the perspective. You may have a perspective that's causing you not to be successful, that's hurting you, and it could be negative. And you've got to cut all negativity out of your life. Now, the next part, remember I told you there were two parts to this, and I know this has been long, but I'm hoping that this will help you guys, because I'm telling you, the difference between how you feel when it's bad and how you feel when it's good can be your mental state. And once you feel good, you're able to succeed better. And this leads into this next piece. I had a coaching candidate share this with me. There is a gal named Amy Cuddy. She is an associate professor at the Hellman faculty at the Harvard Business School. Well, actually, and she did her research at UC Berkeley. Now, her research focuses on nonverbal, okay, expressions of power. So whether or not you sit in a chair and you're open, you know, open postured, space occupying, those are power positions. And those positions affect people's feelings, behaviors, and hormone levels. Now, in this research, and this is the part that's huge for each one of you, they found that if you would fake a dominant body posture, which is an open, space occupying, expansive, power posing posture, if you would do that for just 2 minutes, guess what it does for you? It increases your testosterone, it decreases your cortisol, it increases your appetite for risk, and it caused these people to perform better in a job interview directly afterwards. Okay, so what did I just say to you? In plain lay language, if you are able to fake power and dominance and posture and remember feeling powerful and strong, if you can do that for 2 minutes, it will actually change your hormone level and it will make you stronger, more aggressive, more open to risk, which is what causes a lot of you guys to really struggle in the job search because it feels very risky. And you'll actually perform better in your job interviews if you do it. But what I'm suggesting is you'll perform in everything better if you do it. And basically, it all boils down to fake it till you make it. So you have to start standing straighter and taller and put your shoulders back and stick your chest out and remember, and this is the thing I always try to get people to visualize, remember when you felt the very best, the strongest, when the best time of your career, when you just done something exceptional, when you felt the best, whatever time that was, remember that feeling and feel it again. Pretend that that's you now and feel that feeling of power and do that every day. Because what Ms. Cuddy's telling us is if we do that, it'll actually make you more powerful. And then see, I know that if you're more powerful, you'll be more successful. And then guess what? Then you'll feel more powerful and it becomes a cycle of positivity. And this is the very best gift that any one of you could give yourself for Christmas. So I know this has been a long, almost a 15-minute discussion. I really hope this helps you. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and an incredible 2014. And I want you to let me know if there's anything that I can do to help you with that, because I want to, and I know what you guys can achieve when you do something different than what you've been doing and when you take these proactive approaches that I've been asking you to take, and then in your mind, I know you're taking a lot of different things in, because you have to be in this job search the way that you are. So anyway, in summary, I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. I hope 2013 was a good chapter, but I really know that 2014 can be a great chapter, and I want to be there with you, and I want to know if there's anything I can do to help you with that. Merry Christmas.